Hey, good morning. Let's turn to Psalm 62. Psalm 62, we're going to read verse 1 and 2, and then we're going to go to Psalm 46:10. So Psalm 62, 1 and 2, my soul waits in silence for God only. From Him is my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation, my stronghold. I shall not be greatly shaken. And if you turn to Psalm 46:10, cease striving and know that I'm God. I'll be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Amen. So we get to the Wednesday, the day before before the Passover ceremonies comes. And interestingly enough, all through the scriptures, there is actually no record of what Jesus did this day. And so there seems to be kind of an empty spot along the narrative, but most scholars believe that he spent this day in solitude. And so today is a day of solitude. I mean, all honesty, he kind of modeled for us what we should be doing before we step into some very difficult things. And, you know, we live in a very, very busy world. The world tells us that your mark of your success is really how busy you are. And I could feel myself getting into that trap as well. The busier I am, the more productive I am. The more productive I am, the more successful I am. And thus it goes in the world. But notice Jesus offered us a very, very different pattern of living life. Whenever he needed to make a big decision, whenever there was something pressing on his heart, his mind, something was happening, guess what Jesus did? He went away to pray. I'll give you some examples. In Mark 1:35, he seeks solitude after a bunch of miracles. Now, I mean, I don't know about you, but if I did a bunch of miracles, I wanted to be around as many people as possible to let them know what I just did. That would be the very natural thing to do. But instead, he goes away and he spends time with the Father. In Matthew 14:13, he goes into a place of solitude as in the place of grief. In Luke 6:12-13, before he chooses the 12, he spends a night with the Lord in prayer. And obviously, the big one that we've seen through the scriptures in Luke 22, when he's in the Garden of Gethsemane, he also spends a night in prayer as he's now literally going to face the cross and his rejection from his people. He quieted himself. Very, very different, again, than what the world tells us to do. He spends time. He probably does the most important thing that he could do at that time is to be alone with the Father. This is something, this idea of solitude. You know, no one wants to be alone. When you go to a restaurant and you see someone eating by themselves, I don't know what you think of, but you know, when I was younger, before I understood this this discipline, I thought, man, what a loser. Or you go to a movie theater and you see someone watching a movie by themselves, you're like, oh, this guy's got no friends. That's not true. There is such value in solitude, and Jesus is expressing this. You can see that he quiets himself before the Lord. And you know, most likely the Father was giving him encouragement and said, son, you know, the mission is almost done, but you have to persevere. There's a few things, difficult things coming your way. But you can imagine the Father saying, but I'm going to be with you. I've always been with you. I've never left your side. Some people would call this a wasted day. And you see that a lot, right? We're not productive. What a waste of a day. Interesting enough, remember Mary when she poured the very expensive perfume? And the disciples said, what a waste. But we know that nothing is ever wasted on Jesus. Now listen, nothing is ever wasted on Jesus. It was a day probably that gave Jesus strength to do what he needed to do. And instead of the busyness, he needed to just get alone with the Lord, just to spend time with him. All right, we live in a culture that really no longer values solitude whatsoever. You know, we go from one meeting to the next meeting, one business trip to the next trip. one activity to the next activity. And I'll be the first one to buy into that, you know, myself. I just feel like when my calendar is full, that I'm making use of the time that God has given me. But if I'm not spending time, if not carving out solitude and time with the Lord, then what I do many times could very well be in vain. You know, too often we fail to quiet ourselves enough, you know, to hear what God is saying to us, if you would just simply listen to what he has to say. So I want to challenge us today, this particular Wednesday of the Passion Week. I want to challenge you to just take 1 hour out of your day today. Just 1 hour, and just with no agenda, no plan, just you and Jesus, and just simply, with one plan, just simply ask this question: Lord, do you want to say anything to me today? That's it. Nothing else. Lord, do you want to say anything to me today? Because I'm your servant. I'm listening. I'm here right now. And as Jesus spends this Wednesday in that place of solitude, I encourage us as a church to also spend this day in solitude. Just a moment. For all intents and purposes, just an hour. If you can do more, sure, that'd be great, because he spends the whole day. I mean, it's interesting. There's no record of anything he did on this day. And you got to recognize, his week was cram-packed week. I mean, totally full. But one day, as he's looking towards the cross, he just escapes. He disappears. He hides away. And almost definitively, gave him the strength to carry on through the rest of the week. And so, I really want to challenge you in this place, right? Just really simple. God, do you want to say anything to me? I'm here right now, and I'm listening. And so the psalmist says, be still, cease striving. The word, actually, the translation is probably a better translation, is relax. Relax, let go, and know that I'm God. If there's something that's pressing your life, probably the best thing for us to do is not to get busy, but the best thing for us to do is get quiet and get alone with God. Some of the richest times that you'll know in your life is that time spent in silence before the Lord. So just close our eyes. And we can even start practicing it now. I really want to encourage you, just take an hour of your day today. Maybe you can do it now. Maybe during your lunchtime, maybe before you go to bed. I know we have all kinds of duties as parents and these things and work. But just steal away. Say, Lord, is there anything you want to say to me? I'm here right now. I'm listening. And as Pastor Nate leads us in a song, let's meditate on that. just you and the Lord. Let this make today just about you and the Lord. Let me pray for us. Lord, I pray, God, that we would be able to spend some time, God, today, or just being with you. Lord, in the busiest week of your life, Lord, you took a whole day out to be with the Father. Lord, help us to learn from that example, God. That we're such a time-crunched society, Lord. Teach us the value of solitude, of quietness, stillness. God, it's in that place, Lord, that we are strengthened. It's in that place, Lord, that you are strengthened to continue to march toward Jerusalem and to the cross. And so we thank you for that example. Help us to steal away today, to be still and know that you are God. We thank you, Lord. We love you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'll bless you, encourage you to find that time today and follow Jesus' example on the Wednesday of the Passover, and that we would do that as well. I'll see you guys tomorrow.